Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Some of us seem to think that Jesus belongs only to the church. We think that he came to save those who belong to the church. Well, this would mean that Jesus is restricted by our ideas of who is in and out, and that is not our Jesus. He has his own ideas about who he came to save. Jesus is a boundary crosser and a chain breaker. Jesus cannot be kept in a box. He reaches out in love not only to upstanding model citizens, but also to those at the margins of society, and even to those outside society. In our passage today, Jesus has left Galilee and gone by boat across the Sea of Galilee, and he has landed in the country of the Gerasenes. In other words, he has left the Jewish territory behind and headed into a land where the people may possibly be Gentiles. They may be religious outsiders. And Jesus doesn't appear to have a clear plan here, but he focuses on the first man who meets him. A man who is possessed by demons. Do you believe in demons? What do you think of when you hear this word demons? I confess that often what comes to my mind is that kind of caricature of a small devil that sits on one of your shoulders and is trying to tempt you to do wrong. And you've got the demon here and you've got the angel here and the demon's always telling you to do the things that you'd really like to do. So that's the kind of thing that sometimes comes to my mind, but I know that there are spookier, eerier images of demons, the eerie kind of supernatural beings that show up in fantasy movies or horror movies. But maybe you know demons from your own experience. Do you know people who have been driven to the brink of suicide by the demons of despair, like Elijah in our first reading? Do you know people who have lost home and relationships to mental illness? Do you know people whose life have been taken over by alcoholism or addiction? Perhaps you have even been one of these people. My guess is that you know at least one person who is bound and chained by forces that are beyond their control. And I don't think it's a big stretch of the imagination to think of those people as demon-possessed. In our passage today, Jesus had had his whole life taken over by demons of some kind. The man is wearing no clothes. He's living in the tombs. Doesn't have any warmth or shelter, no protection from the elements, and he is living in a place of death. We hear that he spent a lot of time in chains, and unfortunately, that has been his primary social contact with people who have been so afraid of him that they have tried to keep him bound. But he's been physically strong enough, and he's broken those chains over and over again, and he has fled alone into the wilderness. So he is not a valued part of any community. This man is bound, and he's not only bound by literal chains, but he has been bound by demons. They've kept him from a normal home, from normal relationships. They've taken over his life. They've even taken away his name and substituted their own name, Legion. These demons aren't free-floating, you see. They need to live in something. They need to inhabit a man or pigs, as we'll see later. And they're not stupid either. They recognize Jesus. They call him the Son of the Most High God. And they recognize that he challenges them, that he has authority over them, as he does. He commands them to come out of the man. And they enter into an interesting kind of negotiation with him. They say, oh, please don't send us back to the abyss. couldn't we go here instead? And Jesus agrees with them and sends them into the herd of pigs. And maybe the demons think, okay, this is going to be our new home. But the pigs choose death rather than demon possession. And they plunge over the steep bank into the lake, and they kill themselves and kill the demons. And all too often, people who feel themselves to be possessed choose death, choosing to end their lives rather than live with the destruction of unrelenting pain or with the prospect of yet another bout of depression. As you might imagine, the swineherds, the pig keepers, aren't happy at all about the death of their pigs. Their valuable herd has been destroyed. Maybe their whole livelihood is gone. How are they going to live? They go off, they complain about it, and folks respond with fear and ask Jesus to leave. Now the man who was formerly possessed is liberated, and he's wearing clothes, and he wants to go with Jesus. Unlike the townspeople who want to send Jesus away, he sees something in Jesus he wants. But Jesus sends him back to his home, not just to return to some normalcy, something of what his life was like before the demons. Jesus sends him back to tell his story. Tell his story to those who are afraid of Jesus, to proclaim what God has done for him. Once Jesus has entered into his life, the man with demons cannot be held captive by anything. Jesus claims him and frees him from all that has kept him in chains. The man is clothed, sent back into the community, and given work to do. And it's holy work, proclaiming the life-saving good news of God. Demons in our lives can be tricky. They can try to persuade it that it's to persuade us that it's all our fault. They can try to persuade us that we are not worthy, that we're not worthy of being saved by Jesus, that we're so far gone that we are doomed to live the rest of our lives in the tombs. Demons can tempt us into thinking that we don't have a future, that we will belong to them forever. And Jesus comes along and he says, "You are worth so much more than that. You are worth more than all the demons who possess you. You are a valuable member of society. You have good news to share. In fact, you can help save others by sharing your story of what God has done." Whether you have been possessed by demons of self-hate yourself, or whether you know someone who is afflicted in this way, you've got important work to do. You are sent to proclaim the good news of what God has done to those who are still afraid. In the face of healing and healing change, there is no need to fear. Jesus is here. So go where God sends you and tell your story of the transformative grace of Christ. You are a beloved child of God. You are clothed and you are in your right mind. And so we have been freed from sin by Jesus. And so we can help to unbind others. Now we're not going to be able to do it all by ourselves, but we can certainly help. And this is our baptismal calling: to resist evil in all its forms, not only separating ourselves from evil, but helping to unbind others from any evil that has assaulted them. Jesus confronts the demons as he confronts whatever is against life all throughout his ministry. No one is beyond the reach of Christ's redeeming, healing love, the grace of God that reaches beyond any barrier built by sin. Salvation brings life to body and mind and spirit. brings life to relationships, to community. Salvation is holistic. And so we too are liberated. Liberated from our own demons. Liberated from everything that makes us afraid. Liberated from everything that binds us. And liberated not only for our own sake, but so that we may take God's healing, liberating love into the desolate regions to those who are bound by forces that they cannot control. And Jesus says to us, as he says to the man freed from demons, declare how much God has done for you. Declare it. And we are part. By doing that, we are part of Jesus' ministry of grace. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen.